save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Oh, what are you watching?
Me and Moy last night.
You and Moy last night. Oh, actually, show me.
Oh, no.
Show me.
No, because you're recording.
Yeah, well, it's time to do the podcast. But yeah. show me the video.
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Jules, how hung were you today?
Oh, stop it. Don't. I was not hung at all.
No, it's a podcast. We said it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't hung at all.
I'll tell you what.
I had a couple of drinks yesterday, but... yeah, it was fun.
Our Julesy,
right as rain.
Loves a chat, especially loves a guest. But later on in this podcast, you'll hear our chat with Troy Tinney.
You're a bit slow out of the blocks.
Oh,
I think they edited it out, didn't they?
No, no, we played the whole thing back, just unedited. It's not that we edited her out, it just wasn't in there.
In there.
I was in there.
Yeah.
I asked a good question. This is season 2 of Kinney's, right?
Yeah.
I thought that me asking if he was nervous or excited about season 2, because now that the audience has something to base it off, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was a good question.
So this is how the question came across. So are you excited or
that is not how I sounded, is it? Was it?
Can I tell you something
I wake up at 2 a.m.
Let me tell you something I appreciate you for, right? The fact that you dived straight in, at least with something.
Yeah.
Whereas if we just let it go and let him go with something,
yeah,
it would have been Troy Kinney joins on the show. Yep, good morning.
No, he
would have come. Yeah, G'day, mate. Yeah, how's it going over there in
Cove? How's your weekend?
Yeah,
just a nice little softener. A bit of energy.
Oh, did I come in too hard?
No, you came in too soft.
No, well, to be honest, I was like, if I just get one question in.
Yeah. Then you can retire for the day.
Well, not retire, but then it allows me to then ask a question later on, like towards the end, right? Yeah.
Why? Because you've got two other questions and answers to start thinking of something to talk to him
about. No, exactly. Yes. That's exactly.
He's a good guy.
Right.
He is a good guy.
He's lovely.
I love
he's
a good guy. On social media.
No, he's lovely. You guys make me feel weak as piss.
Why?
That you were saying that I was hungry, but I was actually concerned.
You've just called us Vegas piss. All right, when did you last spew? What is time? I mean, what is time in this world? We're going through a once-in-a-decade storm.
Next.
So,
see ya.
Oh, God.
I wasn't hungover, okay? I had a slight headache. The wind last night woke me up at 2 a.m. I was dead tired.
And the spew was probably a bit of off food.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah. And I think, like, just the wind howling and stuff really made the room spin last night.
Yeah.
Spun for about 4 hours straight.
Yeah,
that'll happen.
That'll happen.
The wind was blowing that hard. Maybe it was just spinning in general.
What are you talking about with me, mate? Liz.
Oh, go on, do it. Throw him
no,
in.
I came in.
Toss him in.
As a fiddle this morning.
Yeah, I was just out of there.
I played a poker game on Friday night.
Mm. What happened?
Yeah.
Mate, you didn't even have to leave your front door. How did you dislocate your finger?
Oh, a chair went on me.
What about you were swinging back on it? Were you?
Yeah, just chilling.
Swinging back, weren't you?
Like you were in year 4.
No, I was like killing it, mate.
So everyone saw you fall last over tip?
Oh, well, I suppose. When 110 kilos hit the ground, it's not a subtle thing. All right, see ya.
Yeah,
I mean, we're trying to knock off early.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Bye. Hey.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How
good morning.
How are you guys? Did you survive the biggest storm in 10 years?
Mate, I don't think it was the biggest storm in 10 years, but the wind that went on last night from when I went to bed at, say, 8:30, I reckon, and we were on top of a hill, and it just ripped through all night. I don't even slept for an hour. So much so, I did my usual. I went down the beach again this morning for a
did
look.
Did you?
Yeah, I went for a look again this
8
morning.
8 meter swells?
I've been up
nah,
since.
It wasn't as big as the other day.
Okay.
Nah.
I've been up since 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, we could have texted each other and had a chat. I think I wrote back on the group chat.
No, I did.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
I did see that. And you know what I thought? Yeah. You know what? Because I didn't see it for maybe an hour later.
Yeah.
And I thought, I won't write back just in case it wakes you up.
No, we could have easily bounced back and forth. It would have been exciting.
Oh, there was other. I'd rather do something else at 2 o'clock.
You should have come and sat at the beach with me.
You could have picked me up.
Well, so I was there maybe 4:45. I was sitting at City Beach and a few cars were rolling in.
Mm.
Group were about to go exercising.
Mm.
What?
Yeah. They went out there like they were super brave, and then I think they started looking for somewhere to retreat to.
Yeah.
But Yeah, no, they were there, ready to go. 5 o'clock, yeah, kickoff, it must have been.
Rain,
saw a dude
shine,
power walking
wind.
Through Subi this morning on my way in. Yeah, yeah. They had shorts and a t-shirt.
No, oh, you know how, like, a lot of dads are like, my dad used to be like that. It could be -1 degree, and yeah, he'd be out there in a t-shirt and
shorts.
Footy yeah. shorts.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
God, the old footy yeah. shorts, eh?
It's a good
bloody
look.
Beautiful.
It's a good look.
Welcome. It's good to be here. Did we both have a good weekend? Everything went well?
Amazing.
Yeah, I did. I was home alone,
yeah,
which was sad. Tied one on Friday.
Did you?
An all-timer.
Yeah?
But then, yeah, Saturday, just low-key, knocked over some jobs, did the gutters, preparing for the storm, which the house didn't collapse last night.
That's
so
good. I lashed down the trampoline.
Did
you know, I've spoken to you before about how Liz, my wife, goes,
fears.
Yeah, fears that the trampoline's going to take
yeah.
off. Yes, or the day before I relented, I said, all right, I went to Bunnings, got tent pegs, got the rope and everything, lashed it down. And sure enough, yesterday, we're standing at our back window looking out
watching
over the
it?
Backyard and
yeah.
just watching it trying to take off. I'm like, okay. I looked at her, I said, yeah, all right, you'll have this
what
one.
What happens if you turn them upside down?
Well, we can't turn ours upside down because it's got the long poles with the netting around the side.
That's
so,
right. You did say that
yeah,
before.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why you
so
can't tie it down.
We can't do that, so it'd be tied down. But I'd guess, like, with a trampoline, if it doesn't have that, you can turn it upside down and just have it flush with the ground, and it's not going anywhere.
Jeez, remember we were talking, like, back in the day?
Yeah.
The old trampolines where you just You've had no sides.
Oh, yeah.
The springs, you would end up with your legs either side. It was just, oh,
someone
God,
came
dissipated.
Off sore.
Absolutely.
Someone.
Hey, 131060, it's open lines time. How was your weekend? How'd you go? How'd you go with the storm overnight? Hey, are you waking up this morning and just looking around going, absolute destruction. I'm going to have to put a fence back up, all that sort of stuff. I'm going to have to get something down from the roof, yada, yada, yada. Or were you at City Beach this morning at...
And you saw Rex and
quarter
you thought, geez,
I lock the doors. I get scared. I do. When I'm there early, I lock the doors.
When it's windy, though, it's quite eerie, yeah. right?
How'd you sleep? How'd you sleep overnight? Just a straight
no
up easy
one.
How many
no
hours
one
sleep did you get, actually? That's where we should go. How many hours sleep?
I slept like a baby.
Yeah, because you're out at bloody South Rock or wherever it is, near the border, and you wouldn't have hit the storm.
Southern River. The storm came from the south.
South Rock.
I was right in the middle of it.
On Hit 92.9.
It's Powderfinger, Hit 92.9. Played an epic concert, first one in 10 years on Saturday night, live streamed it and everything.
First time in 10 years.
First time in 10. Well, they broke up in 2010.
Did they break up out of spite or anything? Or
Nobody ever said it was out of spite. They just, I guess they just decided
drifted.
To end it.
Like
drifted
Spice
apart.
Girls just decided to, that was
oh,
it for
they
the group.
Hated
No, they didn't.
Not like the Spice
they
Girls
ended amicably.
At all.
It was pretty amazing, the live streamed event. So,
did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw a bit of it. I saw their bassist, like he was at Fortitude Music Hall. He owns a couple of places in Brisbane, and that's
right.
one of them.
Okay.
Empty hall, up on stage, and 3,500 seats just empty in front of him and just getting into it. And it was, yeah, it was good to see him back.
Brilliant.
How long did it go for?
I heard not long enough. Nah, 32 to 34 minutes or something
is that
like
it?
That. Yeah, apparently that was the only thing was people loved it so much, but it wasn't quite
it just,
long
that
enough.
That was it, yeah.
But I mean, when you're doing 34 minutes by yourself, it gets a bit
True.
Hard, I'd imagine.
True.
All right, let's dive into this. It's time for
Star Wars.
Okay, so the number to call is 131060. For you to play Scar Wars, and all you really need to have is a scar. So you give us a call, and then you describe to us how you got it, and it's up to the three of us to determine where it is on your body.
That's right. I'm still chasing that missing leg or missing arm or missing finger.
Oh,
something that's been cut off. That's what I'm chasing. But we've had some rippers lately.
Yeah, we have.
We've had some really good scars. I don't know whether you call them really good scars, but we've had some interesting injuries.
Be sure.
And physical scars, yeah? Like emotional scars, we can't
yeah,
have.
Don't worry
can't,
about that.
Well, we can't have emotional scars.
Broken hearts.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a picture broken heart, we'll have a go at it.
You know, something out of left field.
No, like an actual scar, like something, you know, where your skin's ripped or you've been punctured.
Burns have been big.
Oh, yeah, I don't like the burn ones.
Why?
Oh, it just makes me feel a bit yuck.
Well, I think all of them make you feel a bit yuck.
No,
then.
But when it comes to burns, like burns are those,
burns are,
that hurts.
That's
I
rough.
Feel the pain with that one. That's why I also don't want to do the way you've lost a limb.
Oh, let's get some big scars in, Jules.
Oh.
Let's reel them in.
All right.
and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Alrighty, so it is time for Scar Wars. This is where you give us a call if you've got a scar and you describe to us how you got it, and it's up to us to work out where it is specifically on your body. Now we've got Hayden from Yanchep. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. All right, now describe to us how you got this scar.
All right, so about 2 to 3 years ago, I was working on site. I'm a roof plumber, so I work with tin sheets and stuff.
I hate tin sheets.
Yeah, here we go. So a couple of years ago, I was passing up a tin sheet at the end of the day.
Yeah.
One of the blokes from the roof, he's dropped the sheet.
Oh.
Obviously, I've found myself underneath the sheet as it's dropped. It's cut my tendon in half, ligament in half, my artery in half.
Ah.
I got 40% nerve damage. I was on compo for about two to three years. I only just got signed off a couple of months ago.
Wow.
And
Hayden.
Yeah, I had to go to gym, pool sessions, you name it. I had a big
physiotherapy.
Big all right, excellent. Buzzing in.
Hey, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump in and guess. You've handed the sheet up and it's come back down. And instincts, you've tried to catch the sheet with your hands, and that has snapped your tendons through your fingers.
Nah, wrong. Sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have a shot here. I reckon it's gone through, like, it's sliced open the top of your foot.
Look, I'm probably going to have to give that to Bills.
Hey?
I think I'm going to have to give that to you.
Got it. Get a shot in.
Yeah, hang on.
Jules finally gets up on the board.
Remember when I said your head? And you, which foot, Jules? Which foot?
Okay, Hayden. Yeah, all right, okay. Hayden, are you left or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
I reckon it was your right foot.
Was it?
That's incorrect.
All right. Hey, Hayden. Hayden, was it your left foot, mate?
Yeah, you're
fine. Oh, yes, mate. Well done.
Oh, gosh. Hayden.
Whack it up there, Janine. Whack it up.
How far into your foot did it go?
I felt like it almost touched the bottom of my foot, to be honest. When it happened. But yeah,
Hayden,
You would have had boots on, right?
Yeah.
No, I had like normal like runners on because like on the roof
you can't really
wear steel cap.
Yeah,
because
true.
It's just like dents and sheets and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, oh, poor sheets.
Can you just take us back to when the sheet fell? Did you try and get out of the way, or you didn't see it coming?
Yeah. Because I'm right footed, I've actually moved my right foot first and left my left foot there.
Oh,
if I actually did it the other way around, I would have missed the sheet.
Jesus.
So you're in the hospital for a period of time and you haven't worked for 2 years.
I was in hospital for about a week and a half before I said to the point where I was like, I don't want to be in the hospital anymore. It's a bit depressing, obviously. And then they got me in a moon boot, and basically I had about 6 months of recovery with no way for my foot, no exercises, nothing. And then from there, slowly started getting into it. Workers' comp is definitely a stressful thing. Yeah, never want to go through that again.
So did you say that you've lost all how much feeling have you lost in your foot?
I think it was like 10% feeling I lost in my foot in the end.
You're walking okay now?
I had a good recovery in the end because I worked so bloody hard on it, you know. So.
Yeah.
Can you run?
Yeah, I can run now. I'm back playing footy.
So beautiful.
Stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was my main thing. When I got told I might not ever play footy again, was a bit gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. So I was like, now I'm going to hopefully have one of them comeback stories, you know.
Beautiful, you mate. Now bloody COVID's kicked in.
Yeah, exactly.
But your mate Scar Wars.
Yeah, 100%, mate. This is right up there. Now, good on you. And great to hear that everything's going well for you now. Good on you. Thanks for your call this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
See you, mate.
See ya.
He's a nice chap.
I won that. He's lovely. I won that.
No, you didn't.
You stipulate your own rules, and then I just realised that you didn't nominate a foot, so that was unlucky.
Yeah. So what are the rules? Who cares? Someone just wrote in the screen,
he sounds hot. Hayden, are you hot? Is Hayden still there?
He's gone.
Hayden, are you? What would you rate yourself out of 10?
He's gone. They deleted him off the screen.
I'm trying to work here. The producers are treating these young men like sexual objects.
It's a couple of minutes away from 7.
He did sound hot, though.
Yeah,
he sound like a good lad.
A good chat.
Yeah.
Back in a tick.
I would have given you a run.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
It'll be a real long day if this weather keeps up. Matchbox 20 on Hit 92.9, which it will. Top of 18, currently 16 degrees. Showers, windy, and more showers throughout the week as well. Heard you lose it. The mics were on at the time.
Oh, were they? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but did you not hear Zay?
Anything you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, it was, okay, so Zay, when the mics are on, of the sound, so the song's coming through your headphones.
Mm.
I hadn't put my headphones on yet, and Zay's going, meow, like that. But that's all I could hear.
So that was Long Day by Matchbox 20. Yep. But some out there might have had a very long night last night.
Oh, well done.
I've just flipped it. Hey, 131060 is the numbers. Give us a call. I want to know, I wrote on the board, where were you at 2 a.m.? But that's just a rough indication of time. Where were you in the middle of the night last night when the storm hit and you had to go outside? Mm. What was the issue? What was the noise? How bad have things ended up at your house? I just sent a message to Em. I think we've escaped this storm. This time last year, we didn't escape when the ceiling collapsed on us.
That's
also,
right. Yeah.
So when everyone goes, I'm looking forward to a storm coming, I'm starting to think, great, I'll be homeless in 12
hours.
Did
you freak out?
Yeah, you'd be, oh, mate. I was up doing gutters on the weekend. I was doing the work.
Oh, you were? You really did prepare,
I was full
didn't
on preparing,
you?
Like full prepare mode. A bag of rice and the
Wait,
rice machine out the
me,
back just in case.
Be honest, though, were you like a little bit disheartened? Because I feel like a lot of people were underwhelmed, like by, you know, because I was saying it's going to be the storm of the decade.
No, I wasn't at all.
Oh.
Because I didn't sleep last night and I couldn't see what was going on outside, but I could hear it howling up the back because we're on top of a hill. It just howls up that hill every time.
Mate, you're being in an apartment building.
Yeah.
It's like whistling.
And on the top floor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mate,
yeah.
Even this morning, I feed the dogs before I go to work.
Yeah.
Tilly, who's the junkyard dog, brave as brave. Kevin, private school boy. Yeah. I was out feeding him at quarter past four, I reckon it was. And a big gust of wind went through, and me and him both ran inside. And Labrador left his biscuits behind. That's unheard of. Anyway, 131060. What happened in the middle of the night last night with these storm conditions? What happened to you?
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Where were you just overnight through this storm?
No, of course. Obviously, everyone was probably at home. But what happened in your backyard? You've obviously had to put the dressing gown on, the slippers on, and to head out and see what the damage was. 131060, what was the damage?
You know what? This morning, might even toss a $50 Amazon gift card to someone as well, eh?
Not in the pandemic era, we've got a voucher.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Yep, yep.
Nice.
Unheard of.
It bounced back. Amazon. We're flattening the curve.
Damn.
Oh, bang.
Hey, Renee, hello.
Hi.
Talk us through your night, mate.
So I was in bed and then heard a massive bang. My partner and I got up and walked outside and realised that our massive frangipani tree had split in half. And so half on our roof and of our patio and half on the background.
The frangie's gone.
Yep.
Oh.
And it was my favourite one because it was a tropical.
Don't worry, babe. Zave's got frangipani
Boulevard
happening
Frangie
at
Boulevard.
The back in his backyard.
Well, I
sure
did,
he can spare one.
I did yesterday. I haven't checked this morning whether there's any standing left.
Mate,
but
I'm starting to I didn't check mine this morning either that you gave me, you know, the cutoff.
Yeah, I know. It will survive. Hey, Renee, are you going to leave it? Did you just go back to bed or not?
Well, we had to get it off the roof.
Yep.
And luckily my partner's tree arbor.
Oh, jeez,
geez, that is lucky.
Yeah, that's convenient. Yeah.
If there's anyone you want to be married to at the moment, it's a tree arborer.
Yeah, and it's funny because I said to my mum earlier in the day, he's going to get emergency calls out, and it was happened to be my backyard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Renee.
Thanks,
you have yourself a good day, mate. We've got Aaron. G'day.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Mate, where were you in the middle of the night last night? What happened?
I sort of heard some racket, so I went outside and one of my shade sails had come off.
Yeah.
I sort of look up thinking, oh, it'll be all right. And then went back to bed, give it an hour later, like the metal thing on the end, it sort of smashed the glass table.
Ooh. Yeah.
Shade sails gone, mate.
And the table, the glass table's gone.
Sorry?
You lost the glass table. Oh, I've lost you.
We're losing Aaron. He's stuck in the storm. You know, on the way in here down Hay Street.
Yeah.
There's a KFC and a Hungry Jack's here.
Yeah, not well.
All of their like signage and everything.
Gone.
Done.
What?
Yep.
I didn't even notice this morning.
No. See you later. Gone.
Yeah. It might have been dark for you, Jules.
Might have been.
You might have been blind.
G'day, Donald.
Hey, the name's Ronald, sorry.
Oh, Ronald.
Ronald.
What's going on, Ronald? What are we doing at 2 a.m. this morning?
Oh, well, I heard a bit of a crash bang out the front.
Yeah.
And the window covering awning blown off and come through the front windows.
Oh!
Oh, smashed the windows.
Was anybody in that room?
Yeah, my mother was sitting in the lounge room there all cozy in her nightgown.
Gosh. Yeah.
And she got the fright of her life.
I was going to say.
The awnings out the front, yeah, come flying through and scared the crap out of her.
How do you unpatch the window up?
A bit of cardboard and duct tape.
Jeez.
Are you a handyman, Ron, or
always does
is
the
it?
Trick.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd have to ring a. I'd have to ring the insurer.
Well, I work in construction as a commercial tin roofer, so
yeah. Okay.
Not too much experience with windows, but I got the job done with the cardboard.
And how's Mum?
Yeah, she's all right. She come running down, like, "Can you come out and help me?" She's a bit startled.
Yeah, a bit startled, the poor darling.
Good imitation of your mum there. Yeah. I love how people mimic their mums.
Like. We got one more. You want to take one more?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, Tony.
How are you?
Going all right, mate. What happened?
Well, I've been driving the Geraldton since 12 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, what's happened, Tone?
A lot of rain, a lot of wind, a lot of stuff flying around. And, yeah, just had to sit in the big truck, sitting on 80 k's the whole way.
Oh, really?
You in a big boy, Tone?
Yeah, oh, no, not really a big boy, just an 8-tonner.
Oh, just an 8-tonner. Hey, Tony, when you're driving a truck like that in a storm like this, is it like blowing you all over the road?
Yeah, it is, mate.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, we couldn't get up to speed, but we just cruised and, looking for every service station was shut the whole way.
Really?
And, yeah, we were just hanging out for a coffee. We couldn't get one, so we weren't too happy about it.
Pack the thermos, Tone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got up too late. I got up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
so
fair call.
We were in a hurry.
Fair
we had to get going. No. But, yeah, we've had a lot of rain.
Well, drive
so
safely, Tone.
When we got the Dongra, they reckon there was a massive, massive dust storm.
Yeah.
All day and all night last night. Only just stopped a few hours ago.
Bloody wind.
So they didn't have a lot of rain up this way.
No. Well, be safe, Tone.
No worries, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, good on you, Tone.
Yeah, have a good nap.
Thank you, mate.
And a coffee.
And a coffee.
On Hit 92.9.
What?
You ever have a moment you just look at something happening in front of you, just thinking to yourself, this really isn't happening, right? But it's happening.
Anyway. I do that a lot when Jules comes
shook.
Into work.
What?
I am shook.
She's not still here. When you walk in, I'm like, I just can't believe he's here. Nah, I can't believe he's walked in.
Even more shook than that, would you believe?
He's still got his job. It's got me back.
Right now, though. Sunshine,
lollipops. And now it's time for some uplifting news with Jules Jarry. This is Happy as Jarry.
Yes, now these are those stories that I come across that would just put a bit of a smile on your face, make you a little bit happy. Are you paying attention to me, X? I'm trying to give you a happy story.
Yeah, I'm ready,
here.
Mate. I'm in.
All right. Now, you know when it comes to people that are like, you know, old, like, you know, push, especially if they're above 90, right?
Oh, yeah. They're on the last
They're always like sharing their secret to a long life. And I like hearing about it too. And I find it funny when they're just, it's something simple like, oh, yeah, shot of tequila at the end of every day or something like that.
You pack a ciggies away.
Yeah, no. And they're like pushing 100.
Yeah.
Well, so Britain's oldest identical twins had their birthday, right?
Mm.
And their names are Doris and Lil. Both turned 95 and they were in lockdown in one of the twins, her daughter's house.
Yeah.
And they were crossing over with Good Morning Britain.
Okay.
So it's like a brekkie TV show over there, right?
Yep.
And this is what they had to say when Piers Morgan, the host, asked them, you know, what their secret was to living to 95.
What is the secret of living so long and so well? What's the secret?
Plenty of sex and
nagging. No.
And Lil, I hear that Jason Statham, you're rather fond of him.
One night with him and I'd die happy.
One night with him and I'll die happy.
Oh.
So tell you what, Doris, me too.
So what were the keys, Jules? What did she say? Plenty of
alone time.
Alone time and Statham.
And Jason Statham.
That's the key.
Yes.
There you go.
Gee, at the moment I'm on track to die at 50, but things could pick up for me.
Anyway, that's a scary story. The oldest identical twins, so they're 95.
Are they still identical?
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, does one age better than the other one?
Yeah, they look exactly the
same. Still, at 95.
Yeah.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Tossing this one out there now.
Yep.
Do you leave your kids in the car?
Yep.
But I'm going to toss something extra in this with the car running as well. Okay?
Okay.
We're out on the weekend, myself and Liz. Mm-hmm. We've gone to do some furniture shopping. Also, there's the occasional stop inside a, like, you know, those kitchen stores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hold hands?
We held hands.
Oh! Kiyuk! Couple goals!
We held hands. We've got to look at furniture stores, kitchen stores, like, yeah, a couple things, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Hanging out.
That was great. But one of the really big kitchen stores, so, you know, like, almost like a warehouse thing where there's, like, a lot of space, there's a lot of products, there's aisles and all sorts of stuff that you can wander through. You spend an eternity in there.
Mm.
We're walking into this one particular one, but as we're getting to the front door, there's a Land Cruiser sitting there, and there's a couple of kids in the car, and the car is running. And I've seen the bloke who's driving the car. He's parked up. He's jumped out of the car. There's nobody else in the car, just him and the two kids. He's gotten out of the car. He's left it running, closed the door, and he's walked into the same kitchen shop as what we're walking into.
Yeah. Yes.
And I thought, okay, like, he's just running in quickly. He's got the kids in there. The car's still running. He must just be in and out. He's forgotten
How
something.
How old's the kids? How old are the kids?
They look like they're around about maybe 4 or 5 thereabouts in booster seats.
Oh, right.
But you got to be in a booster till you're 8.
I think you're around that. Yeah. But anyway, he's just started lobbing around the kitchen store, like in and out of aisles, just taking his sweet time. He was in there as long as we were in there, and we must have been in there for a good half hour. While the car's still out, parked, running,
and
the two kids are in the car. I thought, this is
well, the half hour gets ridiculous. The half hour gets me a little bit. But if he was just going in and doing his shopping.
Like ducking in and getting something.
Non-issue. Not an issue in the world.
Yeah, no, I just wouldn't chance it. Like whatsoever at all. Like even if I was running in and running out.
Yeah.
Like say, for example, like, I don't know, like just local grocer.
Yeah.
Know him very well. He's
say
already got my stuff.
Right.
He's already got my stuff put aside. I could even see the car from when I'm parked. I still wouldn't leave the car running with the kids in it, run in, grab what I have to grab, and then run out again. Not a chance.
Would you get the kids out of the car?
I'd probably take them in.
It might be the country in us, Jules.
Oh, I reckon. Maybe, yeah.
I see no dramas in age of 5, car on, aircon on. Maybe I just trust.
Do you leave your front door open too? Like, unlocked?
I think that's a yes.
I'm sorry.
No, that's a yes. Everything's locked up.
My dad learned the lesson the hard way. I remember he pulled up at one of his, like at the front of the pool.
Yeah.
And
the local Dubbo pool or something?
No, Bree pool. Yeah, I was like, local pool. And so his mate used to run it, right? So he went in and left the car running and I was in the back seat and I just took my belt off. Undid the handbrake.
Off you went.
And rolling. Yeah. Well, Dad walked out and he was just annoyed that he had to walk to get back to the car. Well, but I'd literally just rolled and I just took a little ride.
I don't even think about that. Like if they're 4 or 5, like I know Mila, she hasn't even turned 4 yet. She's about to, but she's old enough to know how to unclip her belt.
Yeah.
Like just jump in the front seat, muck around with
things. I
think
I may have been, I would have been probably 7. I reckon I was 7 when
I
did it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No fear in the world. I didn't even care. I remember looking behind me going, oh, you know, there's a pole there and we missed it.
So if Jules was my daughter, I'd bring her out of the car. But if Jules wasn't my daughter and I had other kids, then I'd happily leave them in the car.
Okay.
Happily.
13, 10, 60, do you leave your kids
the
in
time,
the car?
The time is a bit of a scratchy one.
Yeah,
half an hour.
He was in there for a fair whack.
Yeah,
eh?
So that's a little bit. But yeah, if he's just going into this shopping, I think play on.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Speaking of kids, would you leave them in your car? Leave the car running if you had to duck in and out.
5 to 8. Yep.
Five to eight.
Yep.
So it doesn't. So for you, it's the age thing.
Yep.
So they're 5 years old to 8 years old. Fine.
Yep. No, and as I said in the last break, maybe it is from the country. That's just what we did growing up, that you just be left in the car whilst your parents went off and did their bits and pieces. I don't know. I think the car being on is just for the air conditioner.
Yeah, I was going to say
I think they're lucky to have the car on.
Well, it's also winter.
Well, the heating then.
The heating, that's true too. I mean, I was telling you guys that the story, you know, where my dad left me in the car and go and talk to his mate inside the pool, and I just let go of the handbrake. Went for a little trip on my own.
Off you go.
Yes.
We saw a guy do this over the weekend, but he went for a 20-odd minute walk around Kitchen Warehouse, which we were in at
Maybe
the time.
Maybe he couldn't find the tap that he wanted.
Yeah.
He was having a little, just a...
Well, you don't get taps
some
there.
Good, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. I've never gone looking for a kitchen.
I'm never holding hands during Kitchen Warehouse time. That's not usually my date.
We're pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
No, I think that's beautiful. Yes, yeah. Xavier, get off him.
Yeah, Xavier, get off him.
Why'd you laugh?
Yeah, why'd you laugh?
Because that sounds like a pretty boring date to me, too.
Okay, so there you go.
How was your date Friday night then?
Wait a minute. That's an off-air conversation brought to life.
Okay.
Wow.
Ricardo, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Leave the kids in the car with the car running or what?
No, and I haven't left them in the car at the casino either. That's just crazy, mate. I don't know what that guy's thinking, leaving his kids in the car like that.
At the casino?
Not only is it irresponsible. Oh, anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are, right? But what do you do when you're at a petrol station, though?
You turn the car off. You shouldn't have your car running at a petrol station.
No, I mean, do you leave the kids in or do you...
Yeah. Are you running in, running out?
How
I think that's
that
fine.
Any different?
You can see the car from where you are inside. That this guy was walking in and out of aisles. He spent a fair whack in there
How
as well.
How much time did you dedicate in this kitchen place just watching this guy?
What did you buy?
Instead of like looking, why were you in there?
Mate, he left the car running with two kids in it.
Why didn't you say something?
I don't know.
Pussy. Instead, you want to add him on radio.
I don't know why I didn't say something, actually.
Did you just watch him? Or did you just stalk him inside the store?
Stalk him.
Just judged him.
We're walking around the shops. And I'm going, honey, still in here. He hasn't. His kids are in the car. She's like, yeah, I know.
Leave him alone.
No.
No.
Yvonne, hi. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
What are your thoughts, babe?
Well, I actually have a FIFO husband. And I've got three kids under the age of four, so they're 4, 2, and 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
And sometimes a simple task, such as just getting milk, is such a hassle to take all three kids into the shop for milk. And there's a year between my youngest two. So when my third one was born, my second one could barely walk. Yeah, she wasn't really walking.
Yeah.
And, and it was just... It was such a big hassle, and I always felt really guilty, and I only did it at our local shop, but I never left the car running. I would just turn the ignition on so they could still watch, like, a cartoon on the TV in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And I had this conversation with a few friends, and I always joked, and I always said to them, I wasn't really worried because I think if someone ever took them, they'd bring them back within 5 minutes.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So sorry.
Maybe that's what this dad was thinking.
Yeah,
he
was like, please take my kids.
Hoping for the best. He put a sign up.
On Hit 92.9.
Now, guys, I thought I'd bring a new game to the show.
Oh, I love it, Jules. What do you
do
got?
You? It's called Two Truths and a Lie.
No lie, no lie.
You are fake news.
We are fighting the fake news. Speak. They are dishonest. Most of them, not all of them.
Three news stories, two are real, and one's a furphy.
Whoa.
This is Two Truths and a Lie.
So what the headline is Two Truths and a Lie.
Yes.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wow, okay, so what I thought I would do is just find out if you guys are really covering WA news.
Yeah, of course I am.
WA news.
WA news.
So not news in general, WA news.
Top to bottom.
So on Saturday I read the Broome Bulletin.
Did you?
On Sunday I was reading the Augusta Times.
Sugar. He might have you here, Peppy.
Find out.
Okay.
The
Esperance
Express. I went through that.
See, every day that every time I do this, I'm going to change it up, so you don't know whether it's going to be WA news. You don't know if
Australia.
It's going to be entertainment news.
Okay, cool.
Filipino news. You just don't know what I'm going to come at you with. Anyway, so I'm going to give you guys three headlines.
Yeah.
All right. Two are true.
Mm-hmm.
One's a lie.
Okay.
All right. And you need to pick the lie.
The lie.
Okay. First headline: Man found living in Hyde Park pond dubbed Turtle Man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue taxi driver accused of peddling alcohol illegally. Mm-hmm. And the headline number three is Naked Kimberley Man Rescues Kitten from a Large Snake.
Mm.
Have you heard of any of these headlines?
Well, the snake, Kimberley, I can see that happening. Yeah, no need to wear a lot of clothes up there. It's often warm.
Is it? Have you been?
Yes.
Oh.
Have you?
No, I don't know. Where's Kimberly. The Kim? Where's the Kimberly start? Where's
up
Broome?
Up top.
Up top.
Higher than Broome.
It's got to be in WA.
Yeah, WA.
Yeah.
What's that? See, now I'm thinking.
I'm going to go to Hyde. I'm going to go Hyde Park.
Okay, so there's man Hyde living, found living in Hyde Park.
Turtleman.
Turtleman.
Turtleman ain't true.
There's the rogue taxi driver accused of peddling alcohol, and the naked Kimberly man rescuing a kid.
Well, did you come up with the furphy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's A or B for me, but I'm going to roll with Turtleman. Which if you've come up with it, I don't know whether it's.
I would have come up with a better name than Turtle Man.
Now I've moved to B.
I kind of feel like at some point over the weekend I saw or somebody said to me the words Turtle Man.
I'm going to go B. B's the life for me. The taxi driver peddling alcohol didn't happen. I trust the taxi community far better than that.
And I feel like the taxi driver peddling alcohol is probably not too far a stretch. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with the naked Kimberly dude.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon that's a lie?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying
I'm B.
The B, the taxi driver.
The taxi driver peddling alcohol. It probably happens most weekends.
They are both true. The lie was the Hyde man. Oh, the Hyde Park man. Turtleman.
I thought that headline was too clever for you.
No. Oh, jeez, I'm so proud of myself. Oh. Originally, it was going to be naked couple found taking photos in the in Hyde Park. And I thought, no, I'll just go. I'll ease it back a little bit. Anyway.
You eased it back perfectly.
Oh,
you drew me in.
So I'm just going to tell you guys, so these are obviously not stories here from in Perth.
Mm.
Top End, obviously, the naked man, Kimberly man, literally is that headline. He rescued a kitten from a large snake.
There you go.
As you do. And the rogue taxi drivers, not in Perth, not our taxi drivers.
Right.
But they were pushing cartons of alcohol for $100. A carton.
A delivery.
Yeah.
A delivery service.
Yeah. But they got busted.
Yeah, but tell me more about Turtle Man.
I know.
Damn it.
Jules, stop now. You don't need to try and make up the story. That headline was bang on.
Thanks, man.
Well done.
Jeez. Oh, I'm happy.
Well done.
Save your Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9. Save your Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.